This is Ozarks at Large. The new education standard known as Common Core continues to be introduced into public schools across Arkansas. Last year in K through second grade classrooms. This year, third through eighth graders and their teachers are experiencing Common Core for the first time. All but five states have adopted Common Core since it was first introduced in 2010. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us into a local middle school.
Students quickly grab stuff from their lockers in between class periods at Holt Middle School on Ruppel Road in Northwest Fayetteville. 500 children attend class here, and this fall, all of them are being taught math, English, and language arts under the new Common Core standards. Susanna Williams teaches 7th grade English language arts and reading intervention classes at Holt.
It's exciting because we are going deeper into the kids' thinking, and we're trying to let them have a chance to explore what the author's really saying and what that means to their lives, how that's applicable.
For example, middle school students across the district are reading and analyzing Jordan Sonnenblick's young adult novel Drums, Girls, and Dangerous Pie. The story is about a precocious young teenage musician dealing with his younger brother's cancer diagnosis and the drama that ensues around his effort to help raise money for his brother's medical care.
They love it because this is actually something that is going to be applicable to them. We're going to have a fair next Monday for charities, all the different charities in Washington County that are going to come and present their material. The kids are going to be asked to do an argumentative piece that's research-based on which charity they should choose to give their money or time or energy to.
The book stimulates students to perhaps for the first time think about things like empathy and philanthropy. Teacher Susanna Williams says Common Core is a deep interdisciplinary approach to learning, with reading and writing standards being taught in social studies classes, science classes, even music, art, and PE classes. Imagine music class students studying the effect of a musical score they've composed on brain function in science class. The Common Core classroom configures students into collaborative working groups rather than rows of desks facing a lecturing instructor. Remember choosing a back row desk if you were shy or a slacker? The working group is the great equalizer. Again, English teacher Susanna Williams.
And they're more likely to speak in groups, small groups of four, than they are to venture an answer for the whole class to hear. That's a huge esteem booster for them, the fact that they've already pre-rehearsed it with you, and then they can say it in front of the class. And they feel safer in that kind of environment. Plus, it's more engaging. It's more interesting. If you just, all of us, how many of us love to sit and listen for more than 10 minutes? No. When the bottom goes numb, the brain gets dumb, that's what we all say. They need to move. They need to talk.
Back in the day, students were required to purchase writing tablets, the lined paper kind. But now students are increasingly using smart tablets and laptops in the classroom to learn. And teachers are also using a lot more technology. Kay Jacoby is Fayetteville Public Schools Executive Director of Curriculum and Instruction.
There are some computer labs, but frankly, those are kind of going by the wayside because rather than take a group of students to a place where technology is used, you want the technology in the classrooms with kids so that it's not an add-on or something extra that you do. It's just enmeshed within the process of instruction.
Kay Jacoby says half the students at Holt are already bringing their own smart tablets, phones, and laptops to school. The school district will supply devices for the rest at some point in the future as part of the interactive Common Core curriculum. On the FAYAR.net site, the school's district website, administrators have posted the fundamentals of Common Core for parents. And to the point, they've posted where American students rank internationally in learning. For example, fourth grade math and science students are in 11th place behind the Russian Federation in Hong Kong. By the time those children reach high school, they rank 30th. Common Core seeks to raise proficiency by replacing rote memorization with abstract reasoning and strategic problem solving, but in a shared national framework designed to meet global education standards. Kay Jacoby says rather than assign narrative or expository writing, Common Core students are being asked to craft persuasive papers in third grade.
And that moves into kids being asked to write argumentative papers at about grade 7. We've never had 7th graders write argumentation before. Typically, that's been a high school kind of writing that's been reserved for high school age kids. So that's one of the major differences. More difficult writing at earlier grade levels.
Requiring students to engage in critical thinking rather than regurgitating information. The Fayetteville School District counts 15 campuses and 9,000 students. And as Executive Director of Curriculum and Instruction, Kay Jacoby is making sure everyone is on the same page.
We met with teachers all of last school year, planned a curriculum map, the delivery of the curriculum for this year.
And teaching district administrators like Kay Jacoby is Dr. Laura Bedner, Assistant Commissioner of Education at the Arkansas Department of Education. One point she consistently makes to them is that Common Core implements disciplinary literacy.
And with the Common Core state standards for literacy and science and social studies, history, the technical subjects, they're all connected to college and career readiness standards. And they guide educators as they strive to help students meet the literacy challenge within each particular field of study. So I think you'll hear this on the national scale. That whole effort is referred to as disciplinary literacy. And what we have to make certain is that this content knowledge and the experiences and skills within each of these, as we've in the past taught in isolation or as separate subjects, that we can merge those with this ability to read and write, listen and speak, and especially think critically and perform in a way that's meaningful within the context of a given field, regardless of what, quote, subject area that is.
The notion of Common Core began several years ago after a manifesto was drafted in response to the call for a nationally shared curriculum. The U.S. Department of Education funded two testing consortia to develop it. And it was further developed by a collective of teachers, school administrators, professional associations, and experts. Again, Dr. Laura Bedner.
The commonality of the standards is very important among states because we know now that our students must be prepared to live in and compete in our global society. And quite frankly, right now with 50 sets of standards and 50 sets of different assessments, in many cases, our students are nowhere close to having that same common education.
Common Core assessments, testing protocols, are still in development, so students will continue to take the standard Arkansas Frameworks tests. Those frameworks are in part configured to meet benchmarks demanded by the Bush-era No Child Left Behind law. But this summer, Arkansas joined 35 other states in seeking and being granted NCLB waivers, in part because of the adoption of the new Common Core standards.
There's just a lot of pressure right now among our teachers because not only do we have the new Common Core state standards, they realize we are transitioning to a new assessment system. At the same time, with our new educator effectiveness teacher evaluation model that's also going on, so there's much pressure on all of our teachers right now.
And students back at Holt Middle School are feeling the pressure as well, but hopefully in that first day at school wearing new clothes good kind of way. Plus, Holt is home to the Holt Huskies, motto pulling together, a Common Core paradigm if there ever was one. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more, visit the Common Core Frequently Asked Questions page on the Arkansas Department of Education's website.